to record us. So as mentioned, we're going to try and do Chazara. As always, we do Chazara fairly quickly because hopefully this is not just the second time. Hopefully everybody prepared the Gemara before the Shiurim. We then learned it in the Shir. Hopefully people reviewed it afterwards. So now we're doing a quick Chazara. This hopefully is the fourth time for most people. For myself personally, it's at least the third time. There is a Makor to suggest that the first four times is perhaps not even considered Chazara. That's just called learning. It's only from the fifth time it's called Chazara. But either way, obviously, as we all know, the more often we learn the Gemara and the more times we review it, clearly the better we remember it. Says the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hey Omud Beis. So as mentioned, we can learn it fairly quickly. If I go too quickly, please stop me. Kol haniskolin nitlin. Anybody who is stoned, it makes no difference which Avera, is then hanged. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Hachachomim oimrim that no, einoi nitla elo hamagadef v'hoived avodah zarah. Magadef, we call, is somebody who is mavorech Hashem, which obviously means the opposite, and also oived avodah zarah. But for other Averas that carry skila, for example, Chilul Shabbos, according to the opinion of Chachomim, there is no hanging. Ho'ish toilin oisoi ponov klape ho'om. If you have to hang a man, then you hang him with his face facing the people. But for Isha, because of tznius reasons, ponoha klapeho eitz, she's facing the tree. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. V'chacham amayrim, no. Ho'ish nitle, but v'ein ho'isha nitles at all. A woman is not hung at all. Not like the first opinion that she is hung, but just in a different direction. Omer Rabbi Elazar, v'haloi Shimon ben Shotach, Tolon Noshim ba'ashkeloim. Don't we know, whole story, that Shimon ben Shotach hanged 80 women who were accused of Oivda Vodazara, of Kishuv. So you see that quite clearly you can hang a woman and you must hang a woman as well. Omrulai Shmoinim Noshim Tolo Vein Donim Shnaim B'yom Echad. So they responded, one second. Anyway, this seems to be of an exception to the rule because you're not supposed to hang more than one person on a day, and he did. So clearly, there's no proof from this story. This story was exceptional circumstances, as we saw in the Gemara. Bez didn't have the right to, as it were, kill somebody where they see fit. So therefore, don't bring me a riot. Don't bring me a proof. Essentially, the Chachamim will still tell you that no, one does not hang a woman. This was special circumstances. And that's why an exception was made. And for the same reason, another exception was made in the fact that they killed 80 on one day. So therefore, that story is not a proof. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon v'humas v'toliso. Says two words. He must be killed. He must be hanged. Yochol, I would have thought that kol amumsim nitlin, dogish on the word koil. I would have thought that perhaps it's a general rule and it applies to absolutely everybody who is killed. Any type of death, any type of Avera. Talmud loyma, no. Ki kilalas eloikim tolu. It's something to do with klala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma makalel ze shebeskila. If somebody's makalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu chav yochol, then he gets skila. Afkol, so too, this whole rule only applies to skila. So we've limited it to what? It doesn't apply to all deaths. It applies to chiv skila. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Chachomim oimrim, no, it's even more limited than that. As we saw in the Mishnah. Ma makalel zeh shekofar be'ika. It's got to be similar to the makalel, not just in the fact that he's chayef skila, but similar in nature to that type of avera. The makalel is a kofar be'ika, afkol shekofar be'ika. So therefore, it's not enough for it to be a chayef skila. It's got to be an avera which is similar to a makalel. And the only other example of that is Avodah Zarah. So what is the Machloikis about? What's it based on? B'maikom Miflegi. Rabbonon Dorshi Klal Uprat. Rabbi Elazar Dorish Ribui Umiut. There's a difference between a Klal Uprat as opposed to a Ribui and a Miut. Rabbonon Dorshi Klal Uprat. So V'humas V'toliso is a Klal. Says you should kill and hang without any detail. Sounds like it's a general rule. So first up, a klal. Then it says, ki killalas a prat. A prat. Ki killalas means it doesn't apply in every case. It applies in the specific, the Prat case of Kilas Elokim. So normally the halacha of Klal Uprat is that the Klal only refers to one particular case, and that is the Prat. However, let's not forget that these words are not written immediately in juxtaposition to each other, so we can expand it a little bit. If they would have been absolutely close to each other, Klal followed by a Prat. Right, so that's the example we always gave. I say, please come into my house and take some food. Help yourself to an orange. So when I said food, that's a klal. But when I specified orange, I clearly mean only an orange. But that's only when I say it in close juxtapositioning. But if it's not, these are not exactly the same pasuk. So that if they would have been very closely in juxtapositioning to each other, so then I would have said, I mean, on ein bechlal, elo masha beprat. I would have said that nothing is included, only the prat, hani en, these yes, midachrin yiloi. But hashta on the top line, the mercha kemehadodi. But now that they're not written exactly close to each other, there is a bit of distance. So that expands it slightly. How much does it expand it? Ahani, that helps us leribuye avoides kechovim. So we can expand it not just to specifically makalo, but rather to avoidas kechovim as well, which is the avera of avoidas zara. That is the opinion of the chachamim. The domilo bekol mili, because that's similar in every way. Rebbe Elazar says no. Dorish ribui umiut. Vahumas v'tolis is a ribui. Ki kilalas is a miut. I have a makar v'la'adodi, lo have a marbinon, elo ovid kechovim de domilo. So had they been written in close proximity, I would have said that it refers to anything which is similar. Now I'm allowed to expand it. Hashta the mercha ki me'adodi. Now that they're slightly distanced from each other, I can open up a little bit. It doesn't have to be identical. It can be vaguely similar. So therefore, hani l'rabuye shar haniskolin. So for this comes to marbe all averas that carry skila. So that is the machlekas, the bottom line. Either hanging refers to all averas of skila, or it refers to averas only strictly speaking of avodah zarah and megadef. That is machlekas, and as the Gemara explains, it's all based on julan klal uprat or ribui umiut. Says the Gemara, ha'ish toilin. My time with the Rabbanon, why do the Rabbanon hold that a woman is not hanged at all? Omakra, because it says in the Pasuk, V'tolisa oisoi, and you hang him. So we make a drasha, oisoi v'lo yoiso, so it means you hang him and not her. So as far as the Rabbanon are concerned, we have a mafurish, a drasha, that comes to exclude women. Women are not hanged. Rabbi Elazar says, no, the word oisoi has come to teach you a different halacha. Oisoi b'lo yksusoi. You hang him, meaning just literally him, his physical body, without clothes. But it's not coming to exclude Noshim. It's coming to exclude the man, but without his begodim. The Rabbonon, what do the Rabbonon say there? Enochlam, you're quite right. We're looking for a different pasuk. Ela omakro v'chiyyeh be'ish. Chet ish v'loy isha. So this whole halacha only applies to ish, not an isha. Rabbi Elazar, hi v'chiyyeh be'ish my darish be. What do they use it for? It comes to exclude a ben seira umayra, that a ben seira umayra, that's when the halacha dictates that it has to be a man and not a woman. There's no halacha of a bas seira umayra. Is that really true? That there's no halacha that a ben seira umayra is hanged. V'hotani, but we've learned in a brayse that the ben seira umayra niskal v'nitla, did Rabbi Elazar. Elam akra, to the contrary, Elam Rav Nachman by Yitzchok l'Rabbi ben Seiro Moira. Quite right, it's coming to include a ben Seiro Moira to teach me that he's hanged. Why would I have thought otherwise? My timer, Dom akra v'chiyeh be'ish cheit. So ish v'loy ben. So maybe it only refers to an ish, but not a ben, not a child. He's not hanged. Cheit. Misha al chetoi nerag. Again, the word chet, I would have thought, means only refers to somebody who's killed for his sin that he has already transgressed. Nerag yatso, that comes to exclude a ben seiro moira sha'al shem soifoi nerag. There, he's not killed for an avera that he has transgressed, but rather for an aver that he will. So I've got two reasons not to hang the Ben Seira Omeira. Firstly, mute, number one, ish veloy ben. Secondly, because it's an avera that he hasn't yet done. I've got a double mute. But paradoxically, what's the halacha of a double mute? Have a mute, acha mute, ve'ein mute, acha mute, elola rabois. When I have a double mute, to the contrary, that comes to Imarbe, it's a bit like, I guess, in English, the double negative.
Double negative.
I say, I can't not go today. It means I can go. So the Torah has a double mute, and the final analysis, the Ben Seira Omeira is hanged as well. Omalen Rabbi Elazar v'alei Shimon ben Shotach tola noshim omer Rav Chista lo ishon u'ela b'shtei misos. That which we said that you cannot hang two people, you cannot hang kill two people in the same day, that's only referring when it's shtei misos, it's two separate death sentences. Avol b'misa achas, but it's one death sentence for both people, then donin, you're allowed to judge them on the same day. Is that really true? V'homaisa de Shimon ben Shotach, it is the misa achas, havoy. Shimon ben Shotach was misa achas, although it wasn't the same aveir, but it was one misa, and yet v'ka'omru lo de'ein donin, and you said that was an exception to the rule. Essentially, they should not have been allowed to kill, being killed on the same day, even though it's one misa. So that's a mistake. Elo i'itma hochi itma. You're right, this is the correct version. Lo ishanu elo b'misa achas ke'ein shtei misas. When do we say that you can't kill on one day? That's only when it's one misa ke'en two. What does it mean? It's like two. Hechadomi k'goin shtei averas. If it's two different averas but happen to carry the same death penalty, you would not kill them on the same day. Avol b'misa achas va'avera achas donin. But if it's the identical Avera with the same Oymesh, so two people are accused both of being Mechalel Shabbos, then you can stone them on the same day. As opposed to Shimon ben Shatach, there it was different Averas, Rashi explained. There's all different types of witchcraft and sorcery, so they might all carry the same punishment, but it's different types of Averas. And therefore, essentially, they should not have been killed on the same day. And that's why it was an exception to the rule. Says the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Ada Ba'avo. Ein donin shnayim b'yoyim echad. It says you do not judge two on the same day. Va'afilu b'noyef v'noyofes. One who commits adultery together with a woman that he committed adultery with. Now, over there, it's the same avera and it's the same death sentence. So didn't we just say that there's an exception to the rule? We said that even though you can't kill two people on the same day, but if it's for the exact same Avera, well, then you can. So if you can, what's going on? Why does it say that they committed Znos? Then you're not allowed to kill them on the same day. We said that you are allowed when it's the identical Avera. So what's going on? Isn't the case of Znus exactly that? Says the Gemara, no. Do you know what that's talking about? Says the Gemara, Tir Gemara of Chista, but Bas Koyein Uboy Allah. A Bas Koyein is a special halacha, and what is that? But when she commits Znus, she has a different punishment to normal. She gets, normally, the halacha is that the skila, when it comes to a kohen, she gets shreifa. So it's actually not the same punishment after all. That's one example. We had the whole case last time when there's zoymimin and the zoymimin made zoymimin. The bottom line is there's two separate punishments. And if there's two separate punishments, so that's why they cannot be killed on the same day. Zot the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oymer, Shomati She Beizdin Makin. I've heard that Beis Din are allowed to give an oinish even if it's not prescribed by the Torah. Obviously, they can't do that just for the sake of transgressing the Torah. In order to put up a barrier, in order to defend the Torah, if in the view of the Das Torah of the Beis Din, they need to put somebody to death and make an exception, then they have that right to do so. What would be an example? Umaisa be'echot she'rochav al sus b'shabbos, b'yimei yevonim. somebody rode on a horse on Shabbos in the times of the Evonim. Now, we know riding a horse on Shabbos, although Asa, but it's definitely not Asa min ha-Torah, it's not a malacha. And yet, ve-heviu le-bezin ve-saklu, and they took him to Bezin and they stoned him, lo mipnei she-ra'u lekach, not because the Avera deserved it, elo she-hashah tzrich lekach. It was a necessary precaution at the time. So therefore, there you see that Bez didn't have this special right, even though min ha-Torah, if somebody rides on a horse on Shabbos, is not chayav skila, but clearly they felt, Rashi explained, this was the time of the Yevonim, there was a terrible pirtza, so they felt that a special exception needed to be made. That was one case. Maisa ba'odom acher, there was somebody else, she'tiach es ishtoi tachas ha-te'eno, we had relations with his wife under a tree, in other words, in a public place. So even though that's a total lack of tznius, but it's not an avera that necessarily carries a death penalty. They view lebezdin behilku and they gave him malchus. Loi mipnei sherou lekach, not because essentially that type of avera, the Torah prescribes malchus, it doesn't. Elo shasho tzricha lekach, but the times apparently dictated. Chazal, the bezdin at the time must have seen that this is a terrible, blatant chilul Hashem at a time when tznius obviously needed a chizuk, and therefore they were allowed to make an exception. And of course, the reason why we're mentioning this bichlal is because the same is happening with Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach is exactly the same thing. And that is that essentially these women should not have been killed, perhaps at all, because they're women, shouldn't have been hanged. They certainly shouldn't have been killed on the same day, and they were. So obviously this was an especial exception. So you see that Chazal, the Beis Din, have this right to make an exception. Zog the Mishnah, Keitzat Toilin Oisoi. Now we get into the actual details of the hanging. Meshakin es ha-koire ba'aretz. According to the first opinion, you take the koire, which is the beam, and you sink it into the ground. V'ho'etz yoitze. Now you've got a piece of wood protruding. U'makif shtei yodov zu al gavzu. So it looks like a gallows, a resh shape. And you tie his two hands together, Zual Gabazuva Toilo Isa, and you hang him. Rabbi Yosef Oima, that no, Hakoire, this beam was not sunk into the ground, but rather it was Muta ala Koisel. It was just leaning delicately on a wall. So yes, he's tied to it, but the piece of wood is not sunk into the ground, rather it's leaning on the wall. The Toilo Isa, Kederech Shah Tabochin Oisin. And you just tie them like a butcher would tie his meat. Afterwards, you have to release him. He's not hanged there forever. What does it mean, miyad? At least not overnight. Ve'imlon, if you kept him there overnight, over a lot v'lo yisase, because Shenema clearly says, loy tolin nivlase ala eitz, ki kover tikvarenu, ki kilas elokim tolu. Kloima, in other words, v'pnei ma'zeh tolu. For what reason was this person hung? The Torah is clearly saying, v'pnei birech es Hashem. Because it wasn't just any Avera, it was the Avera of Mevorech Es Hashem, which is a terrible Chil Hashem. And if that's the case, Nimtzo Shem Shomayim Mischalel. Therefore, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being desecrated. On the one hand, this person needs to be hanged as a Bizoyan or as a Kapara, as we'll see in the Gemara. But we don't want to keep him there too long, because every moment he's there, right, people are going to walk past. And people are going to say, why is this person hung? And we're going to say, because he cursed God. Well, that's a tremendous chil Hashem, so we'd rather get him out of the way as quickly as possible. Omer Rabbi Meir, b'shor she'odom mitzta'er, when a person is undergoing pain, shchina ma'al lo shonei meres. What does the shchina say? The shchina, as it were, also, as it were, feels the pain, and it says, koilani meiroishi, kolani meizroi, as if I have a heavy head or a heavy arm. In other words, I feel the pain. If this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the suffering, Al Domon Shel Rashoim, about the blood of Rashoim Shenishbach that was spilled, and nonetheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels their pain, Kal V'choim Al Domon Shel Tzadikim, even more so, if a tzadik is killed, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel feels that pain in even a stronger way. V'lo Yizu Bilvah, not only that, Elo Omru, they said, Kol Hamalin Es Meisoi, if anybody delays burying the dead, oiver, b'loisa saying. So So not only does it apply to this particular case of hanging, but anybody who needs to bury his dead, if he doesn't do so immediately and keeps the dead body overnight, we discussed this at the time in Yerushalayim, they're very makbid about this, not to allow the kvura to wait till the next day. It's a bezoin, except if it's halinuhu lichvoidu. But if the reason why they were malin means they waited overnight was lekovoid the mace, for example, lahoviloi oroin, to bring a coffin, or tachrichim, then eino ivrolov. It's not a bezoin, to the contrary, it's in his dignity, it's in honor. Veloi hoyu kovrin oisai, bekivreis avoisov. This person who was killed for being a Rasha and then hanged, where is he buried? He is not buried in the family graveyard. Rather, they had a special kvaris, had a shtei bote kvaris, hoyu mutukonim lebezdin, achas leneherogin and echnokin, but achas leneskolim venisrofin, depending on which punishment, the Gemara said, it's halacha Moshe Messina. Once nisachel habasa, once the flesh, the body decomposes, then malaktin eswat somes, and you gather up the bones, the kovrin oisim in koma, and then yes, you would reinter him together in the correct place. V'hakroivim boim v'shealim v'shalom hadayonim. The kroivim would come, the relatives of the dead person, the one who's going to be killed or has been killed, are expected, are required to then inquire about the welfare of the dayonim or v'shalom ho'edim. Why? Why do they have to be all friendly to them? Teretz is in order to show them that they hold no grudge against them. Kloimar on the bottom line, She'ein belibeinu aleichem. We have nothing in our hearts against you. We understand Shadin emes dantem. You clearly judged the right din, and we're holding it. We're not holding it against you. We understood that our relative deserved this. Number one. Number two, v'loy hayu misablim. Remember, we discussed this as no avelus. Aval oinanin. There is aninus, because aninus is not so much about what you do, rather she'ein aninus elabaleid is just what you feel in the heart. But if it would be avelus, then they're not. We'll see why in the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. Ilu ne'mar chet v'taliso. If it would have said chet and then the word v'taliso, you see oimar, that firstly toilin oisai, and only afterwards v'achakach mamisin oisai. That's what the Malchus do. The Malchus, they hang him and then give him, as it were, the death sentence. But Talmud Lema, the Torah doesn't write that. The Torah writes, Vahumos, first kill him, and only then, Vutalisa, and then you hang him. Mamisin Oisai, Vacharkach Tolin Oisai. So, how would they do this? Mashin Oisai, Ad Somach Lashkia Sachamo. They would try and delay the din pretty close to Shkia Sachamo. It's now coming towards the end of the day. The goyimrin es dinoi, they would now complete the din towards the end of the day. And they would kill him. They would then hang him. But because it's at the end of the day, we know you can't leave him overnight. The toilin oisoi, echod koisher, the echod matir, one would then tie him. Then you take him down. Yes, from now.
Just a question on the process, because if they're doing it, the Gemara did so close to Shkia. What about all the things we discussed? If he decides now he wants to go back, and the horse is waving the flag, and then he wants to have a taina, and they, you know, there's a whole process that might happen now. So if it's Shkia, and then all of a sudden it's Tzeis, and they're waiting till the next day, or.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. If there's still a taina, Bezdin don't carry out anything at night. So if your son says, oh, I've got to be a recall, okay, we'll wait and we'll keep it to tomorrow. So my guess is once we keep it to tomorrow, then once again, we'll delay proceedings towards the end of the day, all for the purpose of not having to hang him for too long. Ton Rabbanon, eights. The Torah says hang one and eights. Now, what type of eights? Doesn't say. So if it doesn't say what type of eights, presumably any type of eights, shomea ani, I would hear from that, bein betolush, bein b'mechubar, whether it is connected to the ground or not connected to the ground, Talmud lema ki kover, mi she'enei mechusa elo kvuro. Remember, the halacha is that not only do you bury this particular individual, but actually you also bury the eights. Now, if the eitz is stuck into the ground, well, you can't bury it. I first got to chop it down and then bury it. And if the Torah says bury it, it's mashma that that's the next stage. So it sounds like it's not sunk into the ground. Misha einoi mechusa elo kvura. Yotzozeh shemechusa ktsitsa o kvura. So the Rabbanon are saying, it clearly is not talking about an eitz which is still growing from the ground. If an eitz is growing from the ground, meaning a regular tree, then you can't bury it. You first got to chop it down. But if it's sunk into the ground, well, then you don't need to chop it down. I just need to take it out the floor. So for that's exactly what you do. You sink the eitz into the ground, but it can't be an eitz which is just a live tree because that cannot be buried. You've got to cut it down. But Rabbi Yosi Eman, oh, Misha Eina Yechusa Elo Kvura, Yotzezer Shemuchusa Tlisha Lo Kvura. It's true that a piece of wood that's sunk into the ground doesn't need to be cut down. But there is another stage. I've still got to pull it out of the ground. And the Torah said, immediately bury. So therefore, what do I learn from that? That no, it's not good enough. You've got to be leaning against a wall. And that way, it's immediately ready to be buried. Rabbonon tlisha lav klumi. Rabbonon said, no, just pulling it out of the ground, that's not considered a whole stage. Kloimar pri mazet tolim pri shibirach tanya omer me mishloi moshloi moshul lemoad over doime. They gave a moshul. Remember, when this person is hanging, it's a tremendous bizayon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the moshul? Doime l'shnei achim. Remember, two brothers who are to'omim, who are twins. Be'ir achas. Achar echad mineu melech v'achad yotze l'listiyos. One becomes the melech. And while, to the contrary, it's a very different ending, he becomes a bandit. But because they're identical twins, that's an extreme embarrassment to the king, because everybody thinks that he's the one who's the robber. So Tziva HaMelech v'taluhu. So the Melech instructed he should be hanged. But Kolaroy Oisai, HaMelech tolu. Everybody said, oh, it looks like the king is hanging. So Tziva HaMelech v'hoiridu. So upon which the king said, fine, you better take him down. And that's what happens. Kaviyochol, lahavdu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Omar Rabbi Meir, my mashma, what do these words mean about koilani? Omar by a command, Omar kal, less. Remember, the word in the Torah is kilolas, which is an amalgamation of two words, kal, less, not light. I don't feel light, I feel very heavy, kaviyachol, says the Rabbi Nishleilam. Omar le rovim kein, kovid olai roishi, kovid olai zroi mi boyele. So you should have just said, I feel very heavy. Hello, Omarova, command Omar, kill li alma. Kill li alma. What does it mean, kill li alma? So Rashi says it means we don't want to refer specifically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but either way, it comes to the same thing. It comes to the same thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I feel heavy. We don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels heavy, as if to say that somebody feels heavy, but it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, is expressing that he feels the tsar, even of this Rasha, who was killed. 1 second. Why are we making a drasha from this pasuk at all? Surely, haimi boyele legufo. You can only make a drasha from the pasuk if the word is extra, if it's spare. But here, I need it legufo. What does that mean, legufo? I need it for its own right. There's no word in the Torah that's spare. It says, ki kilolas Elohim, and I need that word. So why is it available for a drasha? No, because im kein, name akron, makalil. Why does it have to use the funny conjugation of my kilolas? Ve'im akule lahochi uda'asas. Maybe it's just for the drasha. Im kein, name akron, kilolas. Why a double lumen? My kilolas ma'aminotar. He says, there to teach me two alochas. Number one, that it's referring to the person who cursed Hashem. Number two, it's also referring to this halacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Betzar. V'loi v'uzo b'lvad, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, Minayin l'malin es meisa. Remember the Mishnah said that it refers not only to somebody who was killed, but any person. Any person who dies, that body should not be left overnight. How do we know? What's the makor? Minayin l'malin es meisa, isha oiver alov b'loi sasi. How do we know if you keep the dead body overnight, you're over Rabbi Sase, Talmud Loimar, he kavoir tikverenu, you must bury him. Mikan, lamalin, es mesa, if you leave him overnight, sha'over Rabbi Sase. One opinion. Remez lekvura min ha-Torah minayin. Where is it hinted in the Torah? The requirement of kvura. Talmud loyma ki kovor tikvurenu mikan. Remez lekvura min ha-Torah. Omale shvoir malka lerev chamo kvura min ha-Torah minayin. So he asked him this very question. Tell me, where did you learn kvura from? Ishtik v'layom alei v'layom midi. For some reason, he was silent. He didn't say anything. Omer of Yach Achva Yaakov Imser Alma Biyodi the Tipshoy. What's going on? Very foolish. Why didn't he answer? Iboile Lameimar. Why didn't he answer very similar, simply that when he was asked, what's the Makoy? Where do we learn Kavura from? Well, why didn't he simply say, quote the Pasuk we said before? The Namer Iboile Lameimar. We should have said, Ki Kavur. Says the more no, because maybe it's not actually conclusive from the pasuk when it says ki kavoy buried. Who says it means buried in the ground? Maybe it means buried in a coffin. Maybe the body has to be placed in a coffin, but who says the coffin has to be buried? So that's why I didn't answer the question. It's not so obvious. It's not conclusive from the pasuk. It's not conclusive at all. Says the Gemara, what about the next word, tikparenu? No, loy mashmale. He didn't see in the word tikparenu a drasha. The name of, so why don't we say, okay, you still should have given an answer. Mida ikbar tzadiki. If you see that tzadiki, and we see in the Torah, the Ovois were all very busy burying their dead, so that seems to be the correct thing to do. Says the Gemara, minhoge ba'almen. It's true. That was a custom. Nobody denies that they did it, but you cannot say there's a transgression. There's a prohibition in the Torah if you don't do it.
Rabbi, when the Gemara says lo mashmalei, that means the melech was, it, like, what does that mean? That he's not maskim, that we can learn from that word, his answer?
Sometimes a word has a meaning, and sometimes to others he says, I didn't necessarily have that meaning. I didn't translate it in that way.
Yeah, but if the king is asking Reb Chama, you know, how do we know this? What does that mean? Lo mashmalei. It's like you just don't accept it, but like there is
no,
a drasha
there. Lo mashmalei to the one who was questioned. The Shvay Malka asked Rav Chama, "What is your source for kvura?" Rav Chama did not want to answer from the word tikbareno because, as far as he was concerned, that's not conclusive proof to the concept of kvura. He didn't necessarily have that meaning. So why couldn't you prove it from the avos? Okay, it was a minak. Why can't you prove it? Midakavrei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Moshe is not a proof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe. No. Again, Deloy Lishtani Mimenhogi, not to change from the Minik. Toshema V'Sof Deloy Kol Yisrael V'Kavro. You see the concept of Kavura? No. Deloy Lishtani Mimenhogi. Again, it's nobody denies that there's a Minig and you shouldn't change the Minhag. The question is there in fact a Torah source? It says, the Novi says about these Roshoim, Lo Yispudu V'Lo Yikvru L'Doymen Al Pnei Adom Ayu. Yeah, Delishtanu Mimenhogi. The curse is that they will not be buried, and with them there will be a change in the minig. But again, you don't have any raya for the moment that it's really learned from a pasuk. So that's why I didn't answer the question. So let's hold it over here, and Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue the Bo Eluhu, which deals more with the whole concept of kavura. What is the concept of kavura? Is it a kapara? Is it a bezayin? We learned this all already. Mitzvah Hashem will continue next time.
All right.
Okay, be well. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay.